Welcome to The Fighter Pilot and the CEO, the podcast brought to you by Airline Management Group Limited. This series is for leaders from all industries, backgrounds and experiences, helping you aviate, navigate and communicate your way through the turbulent world of leadership. Throughout the series, you'll hear from the fighter pilot, Wing Commander Andy Wright, who served in the Royal Air Force for over 23 years, and the CEO, Peter Davies, who brings over 40 years of global aviation experience.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is John Howell, passionate aviator, podcast host and business leader, and my role in this series is to tap into the vast wisdom and varied experiences of my two guests as they help us to aviate, navigate and communicate our way through the difficult world of leadership. The aim of this initial episode is to provide some context as to why we're embarking on this mission and what we aim to achieve as a result. So Peter, if I can come to you first, because of course this was your concept, what's the big idea?
It's twofold, really. One is, I think there's a great juxtaposition between that of a fighter pilot in the guise of Andy and his experience, a very specific within a military organization that's heavily regulated, very process orientated, but also equally gives great flair for leadership and management. And one of the great things I've always been interested in is the fact that they teach leadership first and then the skills afterwards. Most industry don't go through that process. My experience is more corporate. Although I was a pilot many years ago, but more softer skills in some respects. And I thought the marriage of those two would be an excellent way in trying to put across very differing but very interestingly similar views that comes from different, almost different planets. And I thought that was intriguing. And the reason why I think it's intriguing is that leadership is personal, regardless of where you are, what you do, what organization you represent. And your leadership skills and the input that you have into the overall quality of whatever the output happens to be it product, service, government policy, flying a mission, demonstrates that you need to have a pattern of behavior. And that pattern of behavior needs to be consistent. And I've been frustrated and sometimes very angry when I see companies and organizations failing because of poor leadership and poor management skills. And people refer to that almost generically. So what Andy and I are trying to do is to, well, what does poor leadership not necessarily mean per se, but how can you avoid poor leadership? How can you avoid poor management? So this is very much a positive outlook in terms of looking at one of the essential elements of anyone's kit bag who professes to be a manager, supervisor, or a leader. We just need to make sure that the kit bag is as complete as possible. And I feel that with our joint experiences, and the common theme that we have about leadership and management, take personal responsibility for your actions. And if people are following you, then make sure that you manage them in the most effective way. Any leader has to create the right environment in which others can work to the best of their ability. And you have to pull those people through. Pushing people doesn't provide anything. So that's why we're doing it. And I believe we're going to have some fun doing it. And hopefully, people will react and come back to us with their points of view, because that is what I'm most fascinated with.
Fantastic. And from your side, Andy, why are we doing this?
I think for me, John, the why behind this project stems from a conversation, my first conversation with Peter way back in early 2019. I was connected to Peter through his son, and it was under the auspice of me thinking about stepping out of the military and coming into the corporate world. And I was doing a lot of thinking about the differences and the parallels between the two. And in the conversation that I had with Peter, we quickly realized the parallels, which were almost spooky, between the world of aviation and the world of leading large corporations. And I think both of those areas talk to high performance teams, whether it's a flying squadron in a military unit or a senior board team on a large corporation. They both have to operate under extreme pressure, and they have to deliver fantastic results. Peter's made the point about the fact that in the military, we train for leadership first, and then we learn our expertise in our individual fields second. And that, of course, is completely different to the corporate world, whereby often leaders are promoted because they're good at something technical. And so we realized as we looked at leadership from the opposite ends of that telescope, there were many things that sort of that join in the middle. And those are the interesting conversations that we had to have. Our aim, I think, as we go forward through these following episodes, is to think about the approach, the values, and the cultures of leadership within the flying community and how they are similar, but not the same as the high-performance team that you would see through the management chain in a large civilian organization.
A bit deeper into who it's for, Peter.
It's a broad spectrum of anyone who's responsible for managing people, be it a supervisor, middle manager, senior manager, board member, or their equivalent in other spheres of life. But equally, I think everyone is individual. And if we can drop a few ideas, a few thoughts, a few anecdotes, some thought processes, which tries to make people just to stop and think sometimes, use a conscious process to go through and try and establish what it is you're trying to do. Our purpose in this particular series of podcasts that we're about to do is just to relay some thoughts, some ideas, some aspirations, and give some encouragement in terms of what we've done as individuals and then what we've done collectively within the organisations we've represented. And hopefully people can get some ideas from that.
Before we go from this very first sort of preamble opening episode, it's important to understand how you approach leadership yourselves, how you view leadership. And maybe it would be very interesting for the listeners to see if there are some nuances and some differences between the two of you. So maybe if we start with you, Andy.
I think the first thing that I would say about leadership, I always say two things about leadership whenever I have conversations with people about it. And the first and most important thing, I think, is that leadership is personal. Everybody will lead differently and has a different style. And it's important that you don't try and mimic another. You can obviously take out, you know, great examples as people want to do, but your own leadership style is as personal as your fingerprint. And the second thing I think I'd say about leadership is that it is usually situational. And I hear a great deal about people sort of putting labels on leaders, you know, and what style of a leader am I? I think the best leaders are those leaders who are agile enough to understand the context that they're in and adapt their leadership style accordingly. That said, I think that if you were to press me on what kind of leader I'd hope to be, you know, I might say something like transformational or a coaching style leader or a visionary leader or a servant leader. But I think I'm going to lean on something that was said to me when I was leading a squadron for the Air Force. I'd been doing the job for about 18 months. And I think I had a happy and healthy unit. And an old colleague of mine who'd been in the Air Force a much, much longer time than me and had been one of the sort of the squadron grey heads when I was a young stud on my first squadron came to me and said, it's really interesting to observe your style and how you run the squadron. You lead from behind. And that's not normal, actually, in many fast-track squadrons. Usually the boss likes to be at the front of the formation, you know, leading the mission. And I'd actually learned that from one of my old squadron commanders when we'd gone off and done operations and we'd flown out over Iraq. And my old squadron boss had deliberately not put himself in the lead aeroplane on the lead missions. He'd sat off the front so that he could watch the team from behind and empower them. And I think really that was the style that I really wanted to emulate. And it's the style now, I think, that suits my point earlier about leadership being all about enabling and empowering.
Fantastic. And I see you nodding through that, Peter. So anything you'd like to add?
Well, I'm fully supportive of what Andy just alluded to. I mean, that's totally correct. And what's going to be interesting as we move forward is we have similar values and we may have different ways of leadership. As Andy says, it's very personal. But I think some of the points that he's made and referred to we'll pick up in the anecdotes and hopefully some funny stories and some experiences which we can pass on. I think one third of our life is spent asleep, another third is spent at work, obviously when everyone needs to earn money. So work is vitally important. I mean, maybe a trite statement, but there are so many people that I've seen and we know probably individually who work in an environment which is not conducive to their enjoyment in as much that they look forward to going to work. Yet there's huge depth and opportunity there within any organisation, even in times of crisis, that a good manager will drag that out positively, pull them through rather than push them through. To me, it is personal. It's about describing and living your values so that people can witness and see what you're about as an individual. Are you honest? Can I trust this individual to do what he or she says they're going to do? I would add the human aphrodisiac of hope and pride and essentially create that environment which people can work to the best of their ability.
I'll just again echo what Peter said about hope and pride and optimism. I think they're really important aspects of leadership. We'll come back to those. And there is one inspirational leader who's leaping right to the front of my mind as I think about those things, but I don't want to talk about them. I might offer an ending for this. My hero, who was a military hero, who then went into a really great altruistic second career, is Group Captain Leonard Cheshire, VC, who really, for me, there's a quote I have here that encapsulates leadership in a way far more erudite than I can achieve. And it says, "Leaders there have to be, and these may appear to rise above their fellow men, but in their hearts, they know only too well that what has been attributed to them is in fact the achievement of the team to which they belong." And for me, that is the essence of leadership. It is about being a part of the team who, as I've said several times now, is privileged to be at the head of the team, but is really only enabling the others to achieve great things.
You've been listening to The Fighter Pilot and the CEO. If you enjoyed this podcast, click subscribe now to never miss another episode. Or click share and send the episode to someone in your network that may be interested in discovering the series. If you would like to contact the show with any questions, comments or observations, please email the team at info@fighterpilotandceo.com. We look forward to hearing from you.